At the 2013 National Farm Machinery Show, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself, but we'll ask you both a couple questions here. First, name and where you're from.
Okay. My name's Doug Theobald. I'm from Shelbyville, Indiana.
I'm John Strickland from Clinton, North Carolina.
All right. Now, I understand you guys are competitors here, I guess winners, here at the championship tractor pull. Tell me a little bit about the, you know, what is it that you're racing or using, and because I'm not an aficionado here, but what you did and what you want.
Okay. Well, everybody sitting at this table here is, I think, in the top four of our classes that we've run in so far. I compete in the 6,200-pound two-wheel drive truck class and finished third last night, and it's a highly competitive class, and we're just very happy to have that finish.
And how about you?
I compete in a 8,000-pound super stock open class, tractor class. I finished third last night. Very tough class.
It looked like I poked my head in for a minute. It looked like there was a pretty good crowd, and I think each night it just gets a little rowdier maybe. But so what do you think about this venue and this indoor championship we've got?
Well, this is what we look forward to every winter. I've been competing here for, I think, either 20 or 21 years now. So, yeah, I mean, the crowd is amazing. Syngenta backing the event and the pull, you know, means a lot to the competitors as well as, you know, the people with the pull itself. So, you know, it's what we strive for all year to get qualified to come here.
How about you, your thoughts in terms of competing here?
Well, it's definitely a good place to compete, and it's a privilege to get to come here. Everybody wants to come, you know, so when you get accepted to come, it's really a honor, we'll say.
So how about the kind of the fact that we've not only got your competition going on, but this farm show at the same time?
The farm show is very impressive. You come here, and even if you're not in farm or agriculture trade, it's still really amazing just to walk around and see what there is here and what's offered and the technology and all that there is out there to make feeding the country, I guess, possible.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about the new technology. I'm assuming that that applies to what you guys are doing just as well in terms of, you know, compared to what you might have competed in 10 years ago, let's say.
It is. Technology, if you miss just a little bit of time, you're behind. So they're always improving and making things go faster and stronger and farther, just like in the technology here with the equipment at the farm show.
So doing indoor versus outdoor, is it, you know, is there anything that's significantly different in terms of how you have to get ready or prepare for that?
Yeah, it actually is quite a bit different. And the big reason is because the track on the indoor circuit is normally shorter than what we run outdoors. So like in here, we'll be like our 240-foot track. Outdoors, we'll run 300 to 320. So it does take quite a bit of different setup, engine-wise, gearing-wise, weight, tire pressure. It's a completely different deal, but, you know, you make those adjustments and go with it.
So do you have a whole team behind you, or do you just kind of tinker with these machines yourself?
No, we have quite a team. We have a couple of guys. We have like a engine program, I guess, guys that do our engines, and then we got a couple of guys that go with us all the time just to keep them maintained and running, and we help out as some of us as drivers, and some of us are that guy that maintains and keeps running. So, yep, there's more than one. There's always the guy that's got to pay the bills. So.
I understand that. Well, I know that if you make it to the end, there is some money at the end of the rainbow here. So best of luck with the rest of the tractor pull taking place here in conjunction with the National Farm Machinery Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.